Always the biggest and the very best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with our next interview, we want to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Remember, twice is always nice. You can go back and listen to all of our amazing guests on our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com. Well, right now, it is time to tee it up. We're going to completely shift gears and focus our attention on the wonderful world of golf. Chris Millard is the contributing writer at Golf World. Very accomplished, I would say, in his work. He has appeared in Golf Digest, the New York Times, the Masters Journal. And tonight, we decided to invite him on. We want to shine the spotlight on his new book. It is titled The Golf Book. And Chris Millard is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening. How are you on this Halloween night?
I'm good, thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm very anxious to talk about the game of golf. We always love to talk about it so much, but there's no doubt the sport is measured in centuries. The past two decades have truly been marked as the most compelling in terms of the transformation of the game. Share with our national audience tonight how you've just captured some of the best stories in this new book. I mean, it needs to be on everybody's coffee table.
Well, there was so much to choose from. I mean, if you look back over the last 20 years, anyone who's a golf fan really ought to count themselves lucky to be alive in the last 20 years, because you've had three really remarkable, really four incredible things happen. One is the creation of the Golf Channel, which gave us so much access and information on the game. The second is the arrival of Tiger Woods, really. The third would be sort of the evolution of the Ryder Cup from what used to be kind of a cakewalk into something that's really exciting to watch now. And the fourth would be the trends that we've seen in golf course architecture, which, you know, the overarching trend being back to minimalism. So there was a lot to write about. This book probably could have been 600 pages, but it's pretty hard to put in the stocking.
Well, it is indeed. It's a very special book, and I love the fact that you featured in the foreword. It was written by golf legend Arnold Palmer, and he shares, you know, just what a blessing the sport has been to him, the explosion of golf in Asia, and as you were just talking about and highlighting, I mean, the launching, him and Arnold, or Joe Gibbs, launched the Golf Channel in 1995.
Yeah, it seems like the Golf Channel just launched yesterday, and in fact, I just was 5 minutes ago, I completed a session, an interview at the Golf Channel, and it's amazing. The facility there is sort of mirrors the development of golf. If you've been to the Golf Channel studio in 1995, it was kind of like a homespun operation. And now, my goodness, their facility is remarkable. In fact, just today, while we were there doing the interview on the book, Arnold Palmer was there cutting the ribbon on the new cafeteria for the employees, which is called Arnie's Place.
Uh-huh.
Sort of, you know, it's just perfect that Arnold was there, because it is his heart and soul. I mean, there's no argument from anyone at the Golf Channel that it wouldn't have happened without Arnold committing himself to the project.
The Golf Channel, no doubt about it. I mean, it is a Campbell favorite. Talk about what kind of impact it has had on the game of golf. I mean, you've got 24-hour news coverage. I mean, that is solely devoted to golf. I mean, it is the authoritative voice on the game.
Yeah, the impact the Golf Channel's had on the game is pretty enormous, really. I mean, it goes well beyond access. I mean, your family and my own family, you know, we love the tournament coverage and the news and the instruction. But, you know, it's given a global platform to the game. You know, just today, as I mentioned, being over there, they have a whole separate studio located in that building just for Golf Channel Japan. And so that's just one small way of pointing out how they've given this sort of global platform to the game 24/7. And, you know, you think about a young guy like Rory McIlroy. You and I grew up in an age when, you know, golf was on TV a little bit on Saturday and a little bit on Sunday, and that was it.
Right.
Rory McIlroy can't remember life without a Golf Channel. You know, he was, I think, three when the channel launched. So it's pervasive. It's really changed the way we enjoy and get information about the game.
Chris, what do you think has been the key to its success? I mean, as we were just saying, you know, it was launched in 95. It seems like it was yesterday, but it has really evolved quickly.
Yeah, I think the success of the Golf Channel is really based on demographics. Joe Gibbs was onto this early on when he first got the idea. And the thing about golf is, if you were to compare it to, say, NFL football, golf doesn't get nearly the eyeballs that the typical run-of-the-mill NFL game will on television. But it's the people who are watching, the demographic of the golfer, both domestically and international. It's such an excellent demographic, highly educated, high income. It's the kind of demographic that a lot of advertisers want to reach. And it filled that incredible void for advertisers and for financial services firms, for automobile manufacturers, for golf equipment companies. And I think the demographics of the golfing audience is what made it work.
Chris Millard is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his new book that's just been released, The Golf Book, as seen on the Golf Channel. And so what do you think, Chris, are some of the biggest challenges that the sport of golf faces right now, the future of golf?
Well, as you know, it's been a little rough for golf in the last, maybe the last 5 years. And I think a large part of that has been the economy. I mean, there's anything that cost a decent amount of money has taken a hit in the last 5 or 6 years. But looking ahead, how do we grow the game? You know, I look at my children and their friends, particularly my older child. She's 14, almost 15, and they all enjoy cell phones and they enjoy being in touch electronically. I think golf got off to the wrong foot with digital technology. You know, when it first came out, people said, you can't have your cell phone on the golf course, or no calls on the golf course, no digital equipment on the course.
Right.
Well, try telling that. If you're trying to get the next generation of kids on the golf course, and you're telling them it's a cell phone-free environment, you're not going to get the kids on the golf course. So I'm as traditionalist as you can get, but I think we need to incorporate the whole digital lifestyle into the game. I think that'll go a long way towards bringing in the next generation.
Yeah, broaden our mindset. So what do you share in the book in terms of about Tiger Woods? I mean, obviously such a dominant player, so compelling. I mean, what'd you share about him?
Well, really, we tried. I mean, you could, and people have written entire books just about Tiger. What we tried to do is put Tiger, his impact on the game, sort of in context. And I tried to kind of trace the arc of his career from when he first became known to golfers as the three-time U.S. amateur champion, to his arrival on tour, to the hype, which, amazingly enough, he not only met, but sort of, super, super achieved beyond that. We tried to put that in context with his, let's just look at purses. I mean, the money they're playing for in professional golf now is so over the top. If you're in 70th place on the money list, pre-Tiger, it was a tough life. You weren't making that much money. The 70th guy on the money list in 2014 is making a fantastic living. And that is largely due to Tiger, but you've also got to give Golf Channel credit because there were a lot of professional tour events on all the tours that were not getting on TV before the Golf Channel arrived. And when Golf Channel arrived, it gave those tours a way to value that content. And in valuing that content, everybody involved in the game benefited, including 80th and 90th place money list players.
Well, Chris, you certainly cover it all. I mean, we want to encourage the readers or their listeners tonight to go out and get a copy of the book. I mean, some very special moments from Justin Leonard to, of course, our beloved lefty, Phil Mickelson, and even what you focus on, golf architecture. So we are flat out of time. I want to encourage all the listeners tonight across the country to go out and get a copy of the book. It is titled The Golf Book, 20 Years of the Players, the Shots, and the Moments That Changed the Game. We've been visiting with Chris Millard of Golf World. Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Chris Millard has been joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out stewartcadillac.com. We will be right back.